Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my Spank, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Well, good morning, good morning. It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your other boy, the international superstar, Zach D'Amico, holding down the fort. Louis J. Gomez is out on assignment. So, I am joined by one of my favorite people in the world to broadcast with, and just one of my favorite people, period. I have Chris from Brooklyn here.
What's good, Zach?
How you doing, man?
Where's Louis?
Louis is on assignment. Sport watch might not be much longer, but God bless you.
Jesus, Louis, just put him down with a fucking needle.
I thought he was gonna die last time we were here.
Yeah, I thought it was a wrap for the guy.
Yeah, Louis took him out back and then
don't pull the trigger.
Sport's been around a long time, man, and it's a sad thing. Who knows what's gonna happen.
I mean, we all know what's going to happen.
It's going to end one way.
A 12-year-old dog.
Yeah, it's a 17-year-old dog that should be have been out at 12. But God bless. I hope everything's okay, buddy. We love you very much. Sport, you're an OG. Chris and I just got back from Connecticut, where we had some real white people fun.
Oh, yeah. Golf club show that was better than it had any business being.
Real, real private golf club show. Real drunk white people fun. Real
trash bag fun.
Trash bag white Connecticut people.
You're literally like, how am I in a golf? Like, it's like they really never should have made golf accessible to the working class. I'm just gonna throw that out there.
It was great. And God bless whoever made the 9% alcoholic lemonade.
Yeah. I probably shouldn't have been driving by the end of the night.
But. Oh, boy. What a fun night. Thank you so much to the club for having us. We are joined by two wonderful men on today's episode. Thank you guys for being here from the On the Gate podcast. We got Derek Drescher and Gio Perez. How you guys doing?
How you doing,
man? Thanks for having us.
Yes.
Thank you guys very much for being here. Much appreciated. Where are you guys this weekend?
Home. I got shit this weekend. Couple bar shows uptown and nothing too crazy.
Yeah, I was at the stand and then watching Karen Feehan's dog.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Are you going to kill her dog also?
Yeah. I wanted to.
It's going
to
die
times.
Before sport.
No, that dog's going with Karen like ancient Egyptians used to. It's going in the coffin with her. All right, let's get plugs out of the way. Gentlemen, I know you got the On the Gate podcast. If you got any dates, social media, projects, anything else you want people to get eyes on, what would you like people to check out?
Come check us out. We have a show called 23 and 1, ex-convicts, turned comedians. It's at the stand May 17th, 10 o'clock. We got an amazing lineup. We got Rap's very own, Louis J. Gomez on the lineup, and a bunch of other amazing comics. So come check that out. The tickets are on the website, Stand NYC. And yeah, follow me on Instagram, GeoPerez86.
Yeah, follow me on Instagram, Derek Drescher, and check out On the Gate podcast.
Hell yeah. Chris, what do you want people to look at?
Go check out Notes of a Goon and High Society Radio here on Gas every Thursday at 8. And then I got a show this Saturday, May 14th, at the Powder Hollow Brewery in Middleton, Connecticut. Just get the tickets at my Twitter, at Chris from BKLYN. And also follow the Instagram. It's the same thing.
Hell yeah, guys. You can check me out on Instagram at Zach is not funny. Back up Twitter, ZA Spook Show. And I'll be on the road coming up with Louis. If you want to bring up Louis's dates, please always follow Louis on Twitch as well. He is actually, without me, going to be out in Los Angeles, California, doing The Depraved on May 12th. First show sold out. Second show still available. He's got Tim Dillon, Andrew Santino, Kim Congdon, Jeff Ross, the hell of a show. Then on June 3rd and 4th, we are going to be in Fort Worth and Dallas, Texas. The Ontario Improv in California, June 10th and 11th at the American Comedy Company in San Diego, California. Soul Joel's, Coho's Music Hall, and the Comedy Club in Kansas City, Missouri. Please always support Louis and support the show. However you consume podcasts, please rate, review, and subscribe. But the best thing to do is go to gasdigitalnetwork.com and use the promo code RAP. Get yourself a 7-day free trial to not just this show, but all the other great shows available on the network. And also follow Shannon's show, The Thing Is. Ding. All right, gentlemen, we got some stories to talk about today. And this one really, this was the last thing they added, and it really stuck out to me. Girl goes on date with a guy. And this, I find this headline very deceiving. And ladies in the booth, you can also chime in if you feel this is deceiving. Girl goes on a date with a guy who turned out to be the father to her daughter.
This is an adoption situation?
Sperm donor?
Shannon, give us some details.
I'm really still confused by this whole story. Here is the headline they give. I had a funny feeling about a guy I was dating. Turned out he's the father to my child. Apparently, 4.5 years ago, she was at some sort of event, hooked up with this guy, one night stand. She got knocked up, had the baby. Now, 4.5 years later, she goes to a similar event. I don't know what kind of event it is. She meets this guy. They start hanging out.
Oh, sluts with no short-term memory.
This is definitely out of music rate.
Yeah, this poor, this guy.
Amnesia horse. Yeah.
This guy should stay away from those events, man.
So they start dating, and then she, nothing is going off in her mind at all until she goes back to his apartment and recognizes certain things. And then she's like, wait a minute, I think this is the same guy that I slept with that night. But she says she looks a little bit different at the time that they hooked up. She had an eating disorder. She had
memento.
Wait, hold on.
Memento.
Wait,
wait, let her describe how she's different now. This is important.
Slate, clean slut.
So when they first met, she had an eating disorder. So she was very skinny. This time around, after her pregnancy, it, quote, cured her of her eating disorder, and she's 30 pounds heavier.
And she's also changed her hair.
Yeah. Wait.
Oh. So the real headline of this story is man lowers his standards.
Yeah. You think after he found out it was his kid, he was like, oh, I don't want to do this anymore.
Fuck, he got stuck for 4.5 years of child support after
that? Yeah, she could take him, for real.
So they did
absolutely
the paternity test and
no,
it was his?
There's not a lot of conclusiveness to this article. Basically, she just says she finally came to the realization.
It can't be his kid. He can do a backflip.
She finally came.
it ends where I guess she's not sure if she should tell him. At this point, it doesn't even seem like he knows about it.
Well, I mean, it's in an article. There's no names.
No names. It's from a Reddit post.
Does he know she has a kid?
Yes, and she's hung out with the kid. He's hung out with the kid, rather.
Oh, man.
He thought he was playing stepfather, but he was the real father.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering, if that's going to freak him out.
That's a bug out. That's some weird shit to go through.
You have to know. If you see a kid that's half yours, isn't there has to be something inside you?
Yeah.
That's like, don't fuck it.
No, the thing came out of you.
Don't fuck it. That's yours.
It's like a Forrest Gump moment. Is it mine?
That's wild.
Yeah, do you think he looked at the kid and was like, is she like me? Does she also fuck dumb whores at events?
But how do you forget? Like, both of them forgot. That means both of them, and she just probably had a
feeling. Well, not only that, she remembered nothing about him and more about the apartment.
Right.
Yeah,
which makes it seem, which I get, because you remember, like, you know when you're, like, blackout, you have, like, flashes of things?
Yeah. And it starts coming back to you bit by bit.
But would you remember the apartment more than the person? Yeah, probably.
I don't know.
She said he also...
Yeah, I didn't change the sheets.
He said 4 years ago that
she was facing the wall the whole time. I remember this. I remember the way this headboard feels.
I feel like she was on Xanax the first time.
She said 4 years ago that the man had shoulder-length, wavy, dark hair and a thick beard. This time he had short, cropped dark hair, light stubble, and glasses. She did recognize his name, but she said it's a very common, basic American name, so she didn't put the two pieces together.
So what about his cock?
Yeah.
She wasn't like, hey.
You know, they say memory is tied to taste.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
This is like
4.5 years ago. French Riviera.
He wasn't circumcised either.
All right. Well, that was just really a story about a slut. All right. 27-year-old woman who took hormones and lived as a man for 6 years begins transitioning back to a woman.
We're going to see a lot of this, I feel like.
I have a feeling there's going to be some buyer's remorse.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's going to be a new series of Animorphs books.
Tranimorphs. Tranimorphs.
If you read it backwards, it's about someone curing their mental illness. Shannon, tell us about it, baby girl.
Okay, so the girl Aaliyah, when she was 18, she started dressing.
Crashed in a plane.
Picked herself
Dick
up and
fell
tried
right
again.
Off.
Is this the actual Aaliyah?
Yeah. Yeah, somebody couldn't pick what to pack. Typical woman. I need this.
She was.
We're shooting. Yeah, we're shooting one day. It's just a music video. You don't need 55 outfits. What's the worst that could happen? Gad.
So she started dressing more masculine at the age of 18 and then underwent medical transition at the age of 20, which I believe was just a mastectomy.
Okay. What is that? A plane crash for just one brief second knocked Aaliyah's cock eye straight?
Yo.
It's like, oh, I can see. She felt like she was
going
up.
She did have a cock eye. That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
This is what she looks like when she transitioned into Issa.
That's completely different from then the Romeo Must Die soundtrack.
That's what they. That's how people describe them. Issa.
Issa. Issa's more like a female name, too, I would think.
Pull that up. It looks like the Gerber baby with stubble.
All right. So now he wants to be a woman again.
Yes. Yeah, so she. Or she, I guess is the right word to use. She said that being a man didn't express her personality in the way that she felt fit. Here she is both. Oh, can you go back? Here she is both. So this is
turns
her
out
now.
I thought I was a bullying victim. Turns out men just act like that to each other, too.
This is her. And then wait, there is a picture of her topless.
Yes.
Yeah.
Before the thing.
This is her currently.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
So she has no intention of getting her boobs back at the moment. She just stopped the testosterone therapy for right now.
So she just transitioned into an ugly woman for no reason.
With no tits.
Does she still have her penis?
I believe.
She never had a penis.
I think she never got bottom surgery. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think you can add a penis, though.
You just blow on your thumb real hard.
Yeah.
Like a cartoon.
You get punched in your pelvis.
Yeah, you get punched in the stomach. It's like one of those squeeze dolls they sell at IKEA.
Yeah.
I think it's literally like you turn the pussy inside out.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
They do the same thing with the penis.
The penis you cut in half like a hot dog and basically use that as the walls.
Yeah. Right.
Because it's made of the same shit.
Yep.
Right.
And then I think with the vagina, I think you turn it inside out and out. But took a leg muscle from somebody?
And put it for the vagina
The most common, I believe the most common bottom surgery for women is, this is the one that Chaz Bono had. They cut the pubis tendon and the clit drops out an extra 4 inches.
A long clit.
It's just kind of like a huge long clit.
Yeah.
But isn't that mostly cartilage?
The clit? I'm not sure.
I don't know my biology.
I've never
seen like a shark.
Yeah. But are there any
some
of those?
Some women have a naturally
women
long
clit. Women do the backstroke. It's like, bodybuilders.
Yeah, 5-6 inch clit, some women.
I definitely was with a girl who had a big. Yeah. And she was a tiny one.
They call it a spear tongue. Right?
That was a tiny one. And she would frequently talk about it in her dirty talk. She would say, "My clit is so swollen."
Whoa.
Yeah.
And it was. It was hard. You had a hard clit. Yeah.
Well, and it was just hanging out like that?
Yeah. It was.
The
it had
clit
some.
Stands up.
I had a buddy
It had heft to it.
I had a buddy. That's all. He was like, "I like a long clit."
The elongated clitoris.
He's like, "I like a long clit, man."
Yeah.
I like big shoulders too.
The giraffe pussy.
Yeah.
Giraffe pussy. I was like, yo.
You know what's crazy with this stuff? They just in Jersey too. They just they locked up.
Trans guy who got two inmates pregnant. Trans woman. Got two inmates pregnant.
Yeah, yeah.
And but this is like
I saw
not
that story.
He still had a penis though.
Yeah,
I don't understand
like
why they would put him in Gen Pop. What's
he looked like Kevin Gates. That's what he looked like. Kevin Gates with a fucking man bun.
He just had his hair up in a bun.
Yeah, and some lipstick.
But so he was a murderer or she was a murderer. And then
they.
She was shooting up the club, that's for sure.
And the girl that he got pregnant is a killed two people. Yeah. So they got three bodies between them. Yeah.
And then that kid's going to be raised in jail like Bane.
Kids are born in prison. Kids who are born in prison.
Bane. Yeah. Trans Bane.
They go to prison, kids who are born in prison.
Yeah. They grow up in the state.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I was just reading a thing about a guy who was a construction worker. Because just, I think women's presence, they're just, I think regardless of whether or not that person wanted to fuck, they were fucking.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They fuck guards in there.
Yeah.
Like, even in county jail, like, I know girls that were, they were working, like, detail, like, they had a job, and then they got caught fucking the CO, and they got... Sent
there was a woman getting their gut slayed.
We just talked. And if it was a guy, he'd be fucked.
There was a woman who like took the like is on the run currently.
Yeah, we have that on the sheet.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
No, yeah, there's a woman that currently is on the run with a dude who she like retired and then snuck him out.
She retired and sold her house, right? And snuck a, I want to say, 6'7".
6'9".
Shannon knew that quick. What? Shannon's waiting for this lady to fuck up.
What state did this happen in?
This one, Shannon, if you could bring up both these, for this one and for this inmate and prison guard. But yeah, the guy was 6'9". She snuck him out, said he had a psych appointment. And they're treating it like a missing person case. But it very much would appear she was the mastermind.
It was at Fort Lauderdale.
Pull the picture of her because she is a homely woman. She looks like Stacey Keach.
Oh, shit.
So they, if we want to move over to the story, they're saying now, investigators are saying that...
I roast like, battled her twice.
Yeah. It looks like John Wayne Gacy transitioned to go to a woman's prison.
They look like a cute couple. They look like they belong together.
People are saying that she is dressed, she's currently disguised as an elderly lady with a gray wig, and she's wheeling him around, and he is dressed as an old woman.
All right, so
a 6'9" old woman
in a wheelchair.
Who is he? B. Arthur.
All right, so this is in Alabama.
Oh, this is Alabama.
Alabama. So this is a jail or a prison? Do we know?
Sheriff. Oh, prison.
She's a sheriff.
A prison.
He's a murderer, right?
He's a murderer. Yep.
Mm. Murdering that person.
So it says right there, broke out of Lauderdale County Detention Center. Though.
Lauderdale County.
So they're saying one of his former lawyers was saying that it appears, and it's not its current lawyer, but he said that the type of crime that this guy typically commits are very short-sighted, and then that this whole plan seems too intricate for him to have figured out. Mm. So that's why they believe that she is behind the whole thing. And I'll show you, there's a timeline.
You know how much it sucks when your lawyer's like, yeah, this big dummy didn't come up with this.
Yeah. So there's a timeline where first on April 18th, she sold her house for below market value. And then,
which right now is a seller's market. I mean, it's fucking crazy.
On the 28th, she submitted her retirement paperwork. And then, after she sold her house, she was staying with her mother. Then she was in a hotel. And then she withdrew the $90,000 from several bank accounts. And then she, escorted him out of jail, pretending he had to go to,
psych.
Yes.
Yeah, she's done.
And since then, nobody's seen them. It's been 11 days.
Well, I mean, she probably can't really walk much right now.
Yeah.
He can't go out in public.
He's beating her up. Yeah. He's beating her guts up right now.
He's destroying her vagina.
6'9"? 6'9"?
He must got a big fucking hog.
Do you think she picked it out? Do you think she saw him and was like, that's the one? Or do you think he was throwing it at her?
Yeah, maybe she saw him in the shower or something, right? Or jerking off?
Could have been both. They could have just jerking off in there and then.
Oh, damn. He's
a big guy.
Oh, that's what he looks like now, right? Yeah.
That's a big boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
He got bigger tits than the trans woman.
Scary. Yeah, that's true.
Fucking fella.
That is. Because you think maybe. Listen, who are we to say that this is not a whirlwind romance?
Yeah, it's definitely love.
Yeah, 100%. She's definitely
love. And in no way is taking advantage of this poor fat lady.
No.
Any woman, once you're in jail, it's going to be more attractive to you, right?
Yeah,
I would say
you guys
so.
Have been in jail a lot.
After 6 months, a crackhead starts looking good.
I remember I was talking to a dude once who, like, he looked at me in Central Bookings and was like, let me tell you something. I don't know where you're going after this, but don't start jerking off. This is how he starts the conversation. Don't start jerking off when you get there. You start cutting holes in your pockets. You'll never. And then he gets to this point where he's like, it was like some Jack Black dude from Coney Island. He was like, yo, man, I fucked a fat CO last time I was up there. And he's like, I nutted in like a second through the bars. I was like, Jesus, why are you telling me? I was like 17.
Yeah.
My second time ever getting arrested. He was like, I just like, give me a second. I loved her. I was like, you loved her? He's like, for a little while.
While I was in there, I was in love.
I mean, yeah. I had a boy who ended up marrying a CO after he got out.
Really?
Boy James, yeah. I think, and She had to quit her job because of it. Because that's a certain amount of time that elapses in between.
How long would that
ever? I think it's just for.
Is it forever?
Time.
I thought it was. Yeah, I thought they'd have to at least be
really. Because even teachers are allowed to go. Like Letourneau is married to that kid now,
yeah,
right?
But teachers and doctors criminals, and therapists, it's two different things. Mm. You know, it's two different things. They don't want like
the criminals make money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Criminals have respect in our society.
Kids look up to drug dealers.
That CO was a big gal. She was very big, very big.
Most
it's,
of the it,
it's short for COW.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody knew they were fucking though too. I was surprised they didn't get caught while it was happening because she'd come get them and they'd take off for a little bit. Like it's
yeah. All I can picture is the
a lot of guys were hating.
They
were
is like, the ugly lady from Oz that kept blowing Mayhem against his will.
Oh, I remember that. The man, she was kind of like the butchy one.
She was like a manly CO.
Oh,
and
yeah,
was the guy
yeah.
that plays Mayhem in the Allstate commercials.
She was banging, what the fuck? The
Batman. Isn't that Batman? Will Arnett or... I always mix them up.
No, it's the other... It's
the guy from Arrested Development.
No, it's not.
I'm mixing up the white people.
It's the guy that plays Mayhem. He's also on...
He got the retarded brother.
Wasn't McManus fucking her at one point, too?
She's
a real big broad.
Yeah,
right?
Brown
hair, yeah.
But she keeps blowing him against his will, and he looks just... he just stares into space.
Wasn't he gay?
I don't know.
Wasn't that guy gay, too?
I can't remember.
Oh, Chris Keller? Was it Keller?
That actor was in fucking Ralph's House once.
Dean Winters.
Thank you.
Fucking handjob.
Oh, fucking that's Cyril's brother. Yeah. Ryan. Was it? I forget what the hell.
You got it, yes.
Yeah,
yeah. They're super Irish.
Yeah.
Damn,
yeah.
All right, I always mix him up with Will Arnett.
Yeah, he got a crush on the doctor, had her husband killed.
Yeah, the black nurse.
Yeah, I think she was Dominican. But
you guys spent a lot of your adult life in jail and then watched Oz, too.
Yeah, but Oz is nothing like...
Before I went to jail, I think. I was young when I watched Oz.
Oh.
Yeah. Oz, I was like, this is crazy.
Once I saw the death row photo shoot, I'm like, yeah, this is not fucking real. Yeah. They lost it.
Yeah, the whole scene in the beginning.
I felt the same way with The Wire, you know, when they had Amsterdam. I'm like, yeah, this would never fucking happen.
No, that's real. And that's what McDougal Street is.
And then the pandemic hit. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is definitely real. This is definitely real. And then they're handing out free crack pipes now.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Yeah, so I'm like, it's really Amsterdam now.
Yep. No.
Well, bonjour, auto mechanics and super cool do-it-yourself guys who work on their own cars. I just want to tell you about RockAuto.com, the online store with every auto part at the best prices.
Now, Zach, I wanted to make some sort of killdozer.
Uh-huh.
Now, where would I get the parts for my killdozer?
So regardless of what parts you need, no matter what, if you go to the store and ask, they're not really going to have it. They're going to not know what a killdozer is, what you're looking for.
Fucking assholes.
But if you go to rockauto.com, who have been in business for 20 years, you're going to get the best prices available. You're not going to get the price the average schmuck at the store gets.
Okay.
You're going to get the killdozer part prices that the store would get because everyone has access to the same incredible pricing. So once more, go to rockauto.com, and there's no promo code needed because the pricing's already that good. But if you do get anything for a killdozer or anything else...
Let's say I wanted to put armor plating around my... like some sort of anti-old lady force field around my gardening truck.
Yeah, just say it's for zombies. I think that's the most important. Okay. That's your wraparound.
Okay.
Just go to rockauto.com. And if you get anything, make sure to tell them you heard about them on the Real Ass Podcast. Once again, guys, that's rockauto.com. Let's get back into our program.
As people who have been incarcerated,
formerly incarcerated,
what shows do you think have done it right?
That's a great question.
I don't know shows, but movies. American Me.
I really thought you were gonna say American History X.
That's not too far off. American Me, American History X.
I think about that sometimes, like my first day. Mm-hmm. If I'm gonna have to be like, so who here likes the Anthony Cumia program? That's like how I throw my colors up.
You just walk in throwing the sign up, the discounts. Anybody,
please? please.
What else? I'm trying to think of what other movies.
Now, most gang fans are mental institutions.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Prison.
Yeah, they plead when they kill their mothers.
I mean,
plead insanity.
The rape stuff on the East Coast is not, I mean, I've heard of it happening, but I never saw it or anything like that, so.
Well, that's what everybody says.
Yeah.
You know, I got afraid.
I mean, I saw men being intimate. They weren't raping each other.
The part of Oz is the rich kid that goes in, and within like 2 days,
he's got pigtails and lipstick on and he's holding the guy's pocket. And I'm
Beecher?
Like, yeah. Yeah. And I'm going, oh, man.
He bit a guy's cock off. Like, in season two.
Yeah. I'd really, oh, man. I watched that and I'm like, oof. I would, my clock would be ticking until somebody got me to make some makeup.
Now, Oz, they were also in a Max in Oz. Yeah, that was a Max facility. So I would imagine things might be a little different in the Max, which I don't know though, because I feel like they don't let you move around as much in the Max, right? Every story I've heard, these guys got TVs in their cells, they're smoking cigs.
Well, the one in Sunset is 23-hour lockdown. That's like a 23-1, right?
Yeah. That's called a box. Yeah, that's a box. 23-hour lockdown.
That's what we got the name of the show, 23-1.
23-1. 23 hours lockdown.
One hour out.
Yeah, one recreation.
But it's really half hour.
Yeah.
But they just say one.
Yeah. Because one hour legally, to shower.
Legally, you're supposed to have an hour.
Yeah.
But they'll just give you a half hour.
Shower, use the phone, and work out. But sometimes when you got to use the phone, you know, they roll it to you. It's got a big spool of wire, phone wire. They roll the phone to you, and then they drop the slot on your cell, and they hand you the phone.
Just a regular payphone-looking one that you get like 15 minutes, and it's like $5 for that 15-minute phone call. Yeah, it gets expensive. And it cuts off right after 15 minutes. Yep. So people don't abuse, because people used to abuse the phone a lot, and, you know, they'll be on it for like an hour, and it'd be like really basically run by like the gang members. They'll be like, all right, yeah, this is the bloodline, and this is the rest of you guys,
yeah.
The other 30 of you guys, us five use this phone, and then the rest.
If there were six phones, five of them would be blood phones.
Yeah. Almost
the bloods. There's just so fucking many of them.
Yeah, but I'd imagine they're very private with their conversations.
No, absolutely not.
No,
they talk. They're in no way. They're in no way very loud on the phone.
Well, I'm just saying. How do you put a payphone on speakerphone and hold it like this? It doesn't seem like it's gonna work.
And sometimes they would punk people into doing those three-way calls.
Yeah,
that's the worst. Let me imagine that call. The girl be like, "Baby, I need you to." Yeah. I need you to three-way.
But they stopped the three-way calls now.
That's it cuts very
off.
Smart.
It cuts off if you try to do a three-way call. So now what they'll be like, ask me, yo, can you have your people call my people? And then it's just like a fucking message thing. I stayed away from the phones. That was just like a stress box.
Yeah, they call it the pain box, the phone.
Yeah, stress box. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the funniest thing, just seeing a guy. Like one guy you just see on the phones, it'd be five. And one guy's like, yeah, I miss you, baby. Yeah, I can't wait to get home and eat that pussy up. And then right next to him, who the fuck is in the house, you dumb bitch? I know you got a guy in there, you fucking slut.
You better not be eating your pussy up.
Yeah, when the first time I got locked up as an adult, I remember a guy was on the phone. He's going, nah, fuck that. I ain't never coming home. And I was like, oh, shit.
And then there's that one white guy. He's like, mom, please send
you
me
gotta
$60.
Get me out of here.
Send me $60.
Ramen is so expensive here, and I have to make it myself.
I need you to talk to the lawyer.
They're like, they're going to kill me if I don't pay. I was like, I was gambling. I lost $60. I got to pay him back. They take that $60 and go buy Suboxone and shit.
Yeah, the Chinita.
Well, I'm sure you're going to need, you need Suboxone in prison, right? I mean, they don't give it to you.
We used to get the Suboxone, so what you do with Suboxone is you rip it up into strips and then... We put it in a spoon with some warm water and like mix it around, and then you
sniff
the water up your nose, right into the mucous membrane. Yeah.
It's like taking 10 perks.
Yeah.
I seen a guy put it on his eyelid. He took a little snippet off and put it on his eyelid. And then his eye, he was just like, it's burning. But then he was just so fucked up after. He just stayed on his bed. He's like, I can't move. I'm going to throw up if I move.
Man, good times.
Like, yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
I would do that.
Suboxone packs a punch.
Yeah, especially if you haven't like used opiates in a while, it fucks you.
When you sniff it,
I slept through Hurricane Sandy. I had a roommate who was junkie and he had Suboxone, and I was like, "Hey, I don't want to deal with this because we lived by the water." And I'm like, "This is gonna be a nightmare." We were on the sixth floor. I knew we weren't gonna flood.
Yeah,
I was like, "What do you got that's gonna like put me down?" And we split a Suboxone, and then he went to go piss, and I took a half of his half. And I woke up probably 17 hours later.
Yeah, nice.
Sounds about right.
And you were still fucked up when you woke up.
Oh,
you woke
up feeling good. I was fucked up. Yeah. And he goes, I'm really impressed with how you handle drugs. I go, what do you mean? He goes, you didn't piss your pants. Everybody pisses their pants the first time they try this.
The Suboxone... That was because when I was getting off of heroin and they gave me Suboxone, I wouldn't take the Suboxone. I would do heroin and then sell the Suboxone, and then it was a mess. And if you test positive for, you know, morphine, which they just give you more Suboxone. And they would do the same thing with methadone. They'd be like, all right, we're just going to up your dose. Yeah.
Suboxone is actually harder to get off of.
Yeah.
I was
methadone is tough too, though.
Yeah, it's the same thing. But Suboxone, I was actually on it through a doctor. And then it was like 8 months while I was taking it, but I was weaning off of it. I was taking less and less every month. And I went from like 8 milligrams a day to like maybe like
you're taking the two?
A point. Yeah, I was like taking a quarter of the two
of the
a day.
Two?
Well, does it just like have like a longer half life in your blood? So you're kind of like always kind of weaning yourself off of it? Because like heroin is like you're instantly sick.
Yeah.
But after like a week, you're kind of like, well, that's out of my system.
Right. Yeah. Well, it gets longer every time. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Like but the, never more than a week, though. Like what, even the withdrawals, a week
sick?
Or two, yeah.
Dude, the last Suboxone? Time I got off heroin, bro, it was weeks.
Really? And no, but like,
the
I mean.
Physical withdrawal between like shitting myself and wanting to throw up.
Really?
It,
more
it was,
than a week?
It took about 3 weeks.
Oh,
and
but
then,
you were banging it, though. You were shooting it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was
into your eyes? Is that why you got the glasses?
Yeah, sorry. You only sniffed.
Yeah, I only sniffed heroin.
It's fucking guy, bro.
I was too pussy to shoot that shit.
Yeah, so, well,
you never really experienced it, man. You never.
I know, but who cares? I'm happy I didn't. If just sniffing it made me like that, I do not want to know what. The
I don't know,
next
dude. You should probably
was.
Try to shoot heroin.
I
would, man.
What I'm
at least
saying.
Once.
Yeah, get your street cred up, man.
Yeah, right.
You can't have your white co-host be tougher than you. Come on.
Yeah. That,
when it comes dude. To drugs, yeah, you're supposed to. The white guy's supposed to be crazier with
that's
the drugs.
True. That's true.
Yeah, that you really you, when you have the sentence. Yeah, but my boy Derek,
right in the fucking jugular, man, yeah. Straight to the brain.
Did you ever hear about the thing? There was a guy who ran out of heroin at a fish show, so he shot up fucking shroom spores, and they started growing out of his arm.
No. Yeah, yeah, no, they. So,
is
yeah,
this
they,
true?
They yeah. were in his bloodstream. You girls can fact check that.
Yeah.
The guy shot up mushrooms, but then they were in his blood.
And they started growing.
And he got like a very bad blood infection, I believe.
What the
and
fuck?
He couldn't stop tripping.
Oh, that's
forever
fun.
And ever?
That's actually a good idea.
Because it was
idea.
In his blood.
That's fucking
but
that's
it was
genius.
Like a very bad infection, too, I believe. Right. Did we completely make that up? Or
that
close?
Sounds like the kid that turned into a glass of orange juice. You ever heard that
yeah,
one?
Yeah, everybody's heard that. Yeah. That's the old wives' tale about you get caught in the rain or.
Yeah.
Isn't that in SLC Punk?
That was in. Yeah.
Yeah.
The sprinkler hits the acid and it all melts. Yeah.
And then people thought nobody else saw that movie, so they would just say it was about their boy. It's like, fuck you.
I mean, I heard the orange juice thing before that movie came out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. That was a great movie, though. I loved SLC.
There's also the guy who, thought he was an orange, tried to peel himself.
Yeah.
You always hear that shit. Oh. There is one guy in prison in Colorado who says that weed edibles made him kill his wife and kid.
That's possible.
Nah, he just hated that bitch.
Yeah, he just
hated her.
He just needed to relax enough to get it done.
Yeah, he just did. His hand was shaking
to think
too
it
much
through.
From
to
the
think
gun.
It
These
throw.
Are CBD, dude. He doesn't even do anything.
There was a guy, I was in rehab with this guy once. He was in a wheelchair, he was all fucked up, and he went on an acid trip when he was younger, and he went into the wrong house. Like, he thought he was going into his house, and he walks into his house, and he thought that somebody had broke into to his house. So he starts fighting the owner of the house, and I guess the wife called the cops. And when they got there, he was still fighting, and he thought ninjas came. He goes like, yo, I'm fighting this intruder, and then ninjas came in.
Was he saying it with a hard R, though?
Yeah. Nah, I think all the cops were white. Okay. But they beat the shit out of him, like, bad, like, crippled him, and... Because he thought he was fighting off ninjas. He thought people were breaking into his house. And it was just, he just had a bad trip and then fucking ended up.
Well, that sucks. Imagine you're on the ground just getting stomped in and you're just going, yeah.
You are dishonorable.
Yeah.
He's trying to stab
a
his own stick
up your ass and you're just like,
They beat a cripple?
Yeah, they fucking like. Paralyzed him.
You really? Lose doggy back, style.
Because he was fighting. He was resisting. You know how like you got that high and just fucking.
I was
it's like dust.
I was never a fan of acid.
Yeah, that. Yeah. I mean, I never had that bad of a trip. But the worst one is with the angel dust. Those because I'd see guys getting naked. I'll see guys walking butt ass naked with a gallon
of
milk.
Who has woken up handcuffed naked to a hospital bed in Coney Island Hospital at least 3 times because of PCP.
Yeah.
My buddy Water, who passed away, I remember we were smoking dust.
Did they call him Water because of the leak?
The dip, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, that's how much. I remember we were smoking dust in Bensonhurst, and he looks up and he goes, yo, Chris, you know how I fuck with this? And I was like, why? And he was like, my grandmother's in the sky looking at us right now.
Yeah.
I was like, it's like some Mufasa shit. What the fuck are you talking about, bro? He's like, yeah, man, my grandmother's. I was like, your grandmother's watching us smoke dust? That's not good.
Yeah. You're in trouble.
That's PCP what they say. With that big lurch.
The I loved the leak, the liquid where you would dump.
That's all I ever did. I never liked that.
Yeah. I never tried it. I was too scared.
It just always felt like dirty ketamine to me, and it tastes like the worst thing ever.
I like some bombing fluid.
You like the taste of that?
I like the taste.
You are a fucking ghoul. Derek is the actual crypt keeper. It's disgusting.
I loved it.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I dipped my Newport 100 in, and I pulled the filter out with my teeth, and I'd smoke it like that. Oh, yeah.
I remember the first time I fucking... It just smells like bodies burning.
Yeah.
It's embalming fluid. You're literally smoking embalming fluid.
I feel like the ladies in the booth are getting an education today.
Yeah, really?
I did find an article, however, of the man who ended up growing mushrooms in his blood.
Tell us about it, Shannon.
So apparently he... I don't see anything about him being at a concert. He was a 30-year-old guy from Nebraska, and he was diagnosed with bipolar type 1, and he was supposed to be taking medication for it, but was off the medication. So in a manic state, he boiled psilocybin or magic mushrooms into a fluid or a tea, and then used a cotton swab to filter it before injecting it into himself. Mm. He was jaundiced. He had diarrhea, nausea. He was very confused. He couldn't answer any questions. So his family took him to the hospital, and they found that he had fungus in his bloodstream. There was an injury to his liver and his kidneys, but they treated him with antifungal and antibiotics, and he was okay.
Worth it.
You gave him pussy cream for his blood.
I never took mushrooms before.
I cried the last two times I took them.
What do you...
I was sad.
What are you crying about?
I'm like, I'm 35 doing drugs. God, and I got kids. And
you're like, you're my daughter.
I don't know what I am.
You suck. Yeah. I fucking hate Puerto Rican people.
He's Dominican, bro. He's Dominican.
That's even worse.
I couldn't see if he had on socks from here.
Yeah, they're on. Tail was blocking.
My ankles are just ashy.
You're like, yo, what am I doing with my life, man?
Yeah, both times. I was like, the fuck am I doing with my life? But when I took mushrooms and acid together, that was amazing. That was the best time ever.
I know what I'm doing with my life.
Yeah, like,
that's when it all made sense. That's what I was like.
For me, it's mushrooms and Molly.
I've never done Molly before.
That's a kind of candy flip, I would imagine.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
That's, man. Ooh, that's fun. That'll get its claws in you quick.
The real move is to pop a couple of Mollies, and then just as they start hitting, that's when you start doing ketamine.
Nice.
That's the best.
So yeah, I did Special K before. I fell into a K hole. I like K holes. When I did Special K, but I took the acid and the ecstasy together back.
Yeah,
the
I've done candy that flipping. Too. Yeah.
I just walked in circles for hours. It was good.
I kept falling into the couch like in Get Out. When she does the shit with the teaspoon, I kept falling back into the couch.
How long does that last?
That was a while.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was gone for a night.
This some ketamine?
No, that was Molly and Special, mushrooms.
Molly and mushrooms.
And that hit me like a fucking Mack truck. That was great. But I kept getting myself, like, I could get myself out of it.
Right.
I could, like, sit up and, like, assess the situation and be like, going back in.
Going, yeah. How often do you use psychedelics now?
Not that often.
I haven't done anything in like 7 years.
Mm.
I'm thinking of the DMT shit though.
DMT was fun. That was fucking.
You did it?
Yeah,
I highly recommend that.
Yeah.
I've never fucked with DMT.
It's scary, but it's.
I would only
funny.
Do it by myself, though. I wouldn't even want to be around other people. While
no, you
I was doing
need
this.
Somebody. Really? You need at least one other person like there to make sure you're gonna be all right.
Alone, completely alone.
You did that shit by yourself?
A couple times. Got all the way in there.
First time you didn't do it by yourself.
Yes,
though.
I did.
Really?
Yeah. I did it only once with another person, and I was like, this is weird.
Well, you got that big vape machine thing that you inhale it out
I
of,
had like an old cheap vape.
Pipe.
I had an old cheap vape that I had gotten off Alibaba that you could adjust the heat on. Fucking Lewis lost it, actually, in Atlantic City, that piece of shit. Because he was like, I can't get the DMT to work, dog. Yeah, I was like, I had the perfect thing. I was like, just don't lose it because I can't get that thing again. Mm-hmm. And, of course, lost it. Left it in Atlantic City that weekend. But... Yeah, I would just sit on my, like, it was like a couple times in the span of a year. I would just sit. I did it because I actually interviewed Rick Strassman, who's the guy who wrote DMT, the spirit molecule, and we were talking about it. And he was like, well, I don't recommend anybody do this. And I go, well, too late, Rick. Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Like, and, but yeah, I just sat there and fucking, you just keep hitting it. And then you go, okay, I think one more. And you go, and then the world breaks for a second. And you go, and then aliens come out of the ceiling and talk to you. It's great.
How long did that last?
15 minutes. That's I had quick, Life and Times of Tim on as a ground, and you know they do the 11-minute segments,
mm-hmm.
and it was literally one.
You missed one segment.
Yeah. It was like the next part of the same episode.
Shit. Was,
yeah.
See, the way I, when I trip, the way I keep track of time and my mental state is I put on The Simpsons, but it's got to be a season I know.
And that's also something that makes you comfortable.
Yeah, that's why I did Life at Times at Tim.
Yeah, so A, I'm comfortable. B, I know the timing of it.
Mm-hmm.
C, I can judge how fucked up I am because I know it word for word.
Right.
So if I start to lose it.
Tripopoline.
you could focus on The Simpsons.
Yeah, because I know if I do mushrooms, I know they're kicking when it starts to look like older Simpsons.
Yeah. If, like the Tracy season, Chapman days?
Yeah, Tracy Ullman.
Tracy Ullman, yeah.
If
Tracy
it starts
Chapman's
to look Ullman. Like, though, if it starts to get shaky like that,
yeah.
I'm like, oh, here we go.
Yep. I want to, a lot of people probably don't know that they started with Tracy. Well, I guess real fans would know, right?
Yeah.
The artwork was crazy. You ever see him before?
Yeah. I watched during the pandemic when it came out on Disney, I was watching, my daughter was watching, try to watch
there,
all of
there's
them.
A book, I can't remember, it's one of the producers wrote it, and it basically puts what The Simpsons really was into perspective, which is Matt Groening comes up with the shorts.
Mm-hmm.
They're very not structured, and they don't really make sense.
Right.
They take it to Fox. Fox gets the guys who made Cheers. They tell Matt Groening, go play with your fucking toys, weirdo. And they make The Simpsons all these, like, fucking straight-up sharks.
Mm-hmm.
Because people treat it like it was like this, how did this happen, this one-off, like, brilliant guy.
No, it's like Albert Brooks.
Yeah. Well, it's all the people that did Cheers, and then they brought in killers, and then just pumped that writer's room for like, everybody that went to Harvard for comedy writing.
Right.
For like 10 years. So like people look at it one way, and in reality, it is like the greatest like assassin's row of producers and writers. It's like when
that.
You look at the people, like fucking Conan wrote the monorail episode.
Yeah, he wrote for Mr. Burns and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He would write for his character. Yeah.
Holy shit.
He was actually, when I would have bad trips, I'd watch, the first time I had a bad trip, I was just watching Clueless Gamer, like nonstop. Just that made me comfortable. But I'm like still, when I tripped on mushrooms, I was crying. Uh-huh. I was just crying watching Clueless Gamer on YouTube. Back to back to back.
Wait, I gotta get into this crying shit, man. How long?
I got demons, man.
Well, how long? Yeah, This is recent. You're 35 now.
No, this is before I got locked up the last time. And then one time, all right, one was during the pandemic. I was with my ex. And then, but I was throwing up.
You were crying in front of her?
First, I started throwing up. Yeah, but it was funny because when we did acid, she cried in front of me.
Yeah, but she's a woman.
I don't care, but we were on drugs.
Yeah.
I'm an emotional guy. And the drugs brought it out of me.
Well, I want to know what the kind of shit were you saying?
I was just like, I think I was sad. I was like, yo, comedy's over. I don't have anything.
Oh, you're a fucker.
I turned into a faggot.
Yeah,
first.
Straight up.
I had no choice.
You bitched.
the drugs.
So wait a second.
The drugs.
You guys were doing shows almost immediately after the pandemic.
Dude, I was running.
And that made it more depressing.
Hold on,
you tried doing rooftop shows in parks. I'm like, this is what life is?
Yeah.
I did. But I'm just saying, this means you were crying 2 months into the pandemic is what I'm saying. Because I know you guys were doing shows in June.
This was in the summertime. We was doing shows, but I'm like, this fucking sucks.
I was running an illegal show the whole pandemic. Indoors.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to say where because I almost did.
Sorry, everybody got COVID one time.
Yeah.
About 40 people.
Yeah, but I don't know. It was just fucking...
I feel like that happened to all the illegal indoor shows.
Yeah.
There would be that 1 week.
We were like six in, like, oh, we're good.
Dude,
shit's not real.
I dodged a few of those, like, where it was like, I was at your place maybe like a week before that.
Yeah.
And the same was like, I couldn't go. Marin asked me to judge Fight Club in like a basement. I was like, I don't know if I can make it. And then everybody got COVID that weekend. Because he was like, don't worry, it's ventilated. And then it was
boiler
in...
Boiler room.
The kid's basement who it was in, he was like, I mean, we kind of just have a box fan pointing at the door.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's not really ventilated.
I know exactly what basement you're talking about. Bed-Stuy?
Yeah.
The fucking, it smelled like piss.
Yeah, well,
you're going to get COVID in that apartment.
It's in the walls there.
So Chris and I saw the King of Harlem.
I forgot about that.
King of Harlem.
Hey, guys, let's take a quick second and thank one of our newest sponsors here at the Real Ass Podcast, and that's Bud Supps. Budsupps is a top made in the USA supplement company tailored to your immune system. Now, they are a top supplement company, but they're massive fans of Real Ass Podcast, Legion of Skanks, and all the shows here at Gas, and they want to help our listeners be as healthy as possible. And boy, do I need that help. This is the result of years of research, and Budsupps has a great line of products that supports you and your system with additive-free, all-natural supplements.
My sister.
Yeah. No, I support.
It's coming out of pocket. It's got a second job.
I support your sister.
Oh, thanks.
They have products like 360 Joint Care and Repair.
Oh, she's going to need that to support you.
Anxiety Stack, Sleep Stack, Men's Multivitamin, and they actually have everyone's favorite Limitless Nootropic Stack. It uses nature's best nootropics to boost cognitive function.
It's pronounced nootropic.
Limitless Nootropic Stack.
If you had some of that, you'd have been able to pronounce that.
Limitless Nootropic Stack uses nature's best nootropics. I fucking hate you, Chris. Finally, everyone's favorite, Limitless Nootropic Stack. Nootropic? Which is it? Limitless Nootropic. That's not it. Finally, everybody's favorite, Limitless Nootropic Stack, which uses nature's best nootropics to boost cognitive function, mental clarity, focus, energy production, as well as immune function. This stuff will keep you going all day. It's better than a prescription and without all the addictive qualities. So you can check out their full line of all-natural products at budsupps.com. That's budsupps.com. And you're going to want to use our promo code RAP30, RAP30, for 30% off your order. Once more, guys, that's budsupps.com, promo code RAP30, and support the biggest real-ass podcast fans in the supplement game.
Dude, we were stuck in traffic for so long, and we probably wouldn't have gotten through it if it wasn't for the fact that we get off the highway and we go around the overpass, and there was just...
Well, first what you see is, so there's a railing... And you see what I assume is a homeless gentleman,
mm-hmm.
and he's sitting on the railing, and I go, I don't think that man has pants on.
Nope.
And I went, oh, he's like leaning on the gate taking a shit. And then I just see another homeless hat bouncing. Oh,
he's getting head, the homeless head.
Then we go around the other side of the overpass, and Chris, you could...
Yeah, completely naked from the waist down woman. And he wasn't even touching her ass or nothing. He just
it was
a power
on
move.
Display.
Yeah, like
for passerbys.
This was 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Nice.
They're on a different time.
Yeah.
The homeless.
It was raining. It was like
it was raining.
It was raining too.
Oh god.
Yeah.
It was cold.
Imagine that
raining.
Smell. It was just
oh god, yeah. His balls
wet.
Whoa.
Just whoa. Wet homeless people.
Wet, yeah.
I mean, imagine, yeah, your one chance all week to take a shower and you're just covering up with homeless spit.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was the king of, the king of New York for a moment.
Yeah, just
absolutely.
For a quick moment. He
I thought
he
this was a
me,
movie.
He
tossed,
yeah, no, this was real.
About, I was like,
no.
Is this about like Nicky Barnes or something?
Well, he tossed me $10,000 and told me to meet him at the Plaza homeless shelter.
Well, it was a movie with Forrest Whitaker, I think. These homeless are getting brazen, man.
Yeah.
It's getting wild out here in these streets. Have you had any issues with the homeless?
I haven't had too much stuff. My girlfriend has told me, she said a guy punched her in the hand. On the train. I was like, what?
It's in the hand?
Yeah, like she was like, my hand was just out, and he just punched me in the hand for some reason and ran off the train. I was like, what the fuck kind of shit? I haven't had, the closest thing, during a pandemic, there was this guy who was clearly on dope, probably pretty homeless. You know, obviously, vest, no shirt in the summer is going to be, bubble vest, no shirt in the summer is a pretty homeless sign. Man. And he just looks up at me, and he goes, ah, nah, son. And he walks over and sits down next to me, and immediately passes out. And I like opened my knife in my like hoodie pocket or whatever, or like in my pocket. And I was just like, I'm sitting there and I was with fucking Andrew Castritano. He doesn't even know what the fuck is happening.
Yeah.
He doesn't notice what just happened. And I go, hey, let's move cars. He goes, why? I go, because this guy's going to wake up and I think he wants to fight me at some point. Like, I was like, what am I doing? I'm like opening a knife in my pocket. I can just leave. Like,
Andrew starts clapping.
I wonder what I've been like. What would he have
Chris
done?
Chris is getting raped by a homeless man right now on the train. I'm going to back up out the train.
Yep. Yeah, he would not have helped.
No, he would have.
How come all my friends get raped and never me? What is wrong with me?
Yo.
I hate my life.
Brazen is the correct term.
Yes.
Because even like...
I saw a guy emptying a colostomy bag on the street a couple blocks away.
In the deep of the pandemic, me and my trick got a really nice hotel room in Williamsburg. And it was a lot of money. And the first thing we saw out there, it said, you know, great view of McCarran Park. Get there, first thing we see is a guy shooting up out the window.
Nice.
And like in the grass.
And this is the nice area of Williamsburg, right?
This is McCarran Park.
You're seeing a lot more people with syringes behind their ears. That's a new one.
Really?
I feel like that's a new one for New York City. That's something you should only see on the bus in the South.
I don't ever remember people shooting up in the street.
I shot heroin for years. I never got high in the street, ever.
I've never seen somebody blatantly shoot up in the street, but I mean, I just see people smoking crack outside.
Oh, no, people do shoot up in the street, but it's like, gee, why would you just...
Well, I mean, obviously people are going to smoke crack, but that is, I think, why they kept phone booths.
To smoke crack, for people to smoke crack.
There's empties, there's shells of phone booths around.
I don't know
And
how
you just see smoke come out of them. I've never seen someone on the phone.
I just don't know how someone could smoke crack in public.
Yeah.
You ever smoke a woolie before? A little bit of weed
with crack? But if I ever did like coke or smoke crack.
Made you paranoid, right?
Yeah, I'm by myself most of the time.
You get like paranoid on blow?
Not on blow.
No?
Crack.
Yeah, I'm oddly pretty, I'm pretty calm.
Really?
Yeah, I've in my day back when I partook more, I would like be at the bar and then just go walk up the street, make sure nobody was looking, and come back.
Really?
Yeah, never really freaked me out.
Wow, damn. Yeah, I could never do that in public. Yeah. I would bug.
I'd be having drips. I'd be scared to catch them. Like somebody's talking to me, and I want to be like so bad, and I'm just sitting there letting it drip down. Yeah. I'm like just. Shaking.
I was always more of a drinker, so I used that as like. Just to keep going?
Yeah, yeah.
That was never like my main thing for the night.
Yeah.
It was the worst because like, when I would do it, I sold it. So I always had a lot of it. And if I did it, it wasn't like I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop when my heart tells me to stop. There's no running out. There's no like,
You should listen to your heart. Yeah. You know?
And I literally end up it'd be like 2 a.m. and I'm like, fuck, I want to talk to somebody. So I'll just go walking around my neighborhood. Thinking that I'm going to bump into somebody. And this is like Long Island. You know, nothing's open or out at that time. And then I'm like literally walking and I'll mistake like a mailbox for like a kid in a hoodie. I'm like, oh, let me go talk to him. And it's just like, I'm like literally seeing shit at that point.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Is that from being up for 2 or 3 days or?
No, because I'm
just fucked up.
Just doing a lot in a small amount of time.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I'm like, I got like, you know, usually 20 to maybe 100 grams.
Okay, because my house. So it's like, my weirder times has always been because I've been up for 2 days.
Yeah.
And then you're like, your brain's playing tricks on you.
Oh, but I would do 2 days worth of coke in like 6 hours. And then won't do it for like 8 months.
I was taking a Draffanil when my grandmother passed away. I just couldn't sleep. I was having like crazy nightmares. And I was just taking a Draffanil, which is like a version of Modafinil. It's like just a narcoleptic drug. And I was taking that shit. And by the end of like day three, I couldn't access words anymore, like from my brain. Like, and I was like, I looked at my aunt and I was like, I think I got to go home and go to sleep for a couple days. Mm-hmm. And I just went and passed the fuck out like for 2 days. So that's why, you can't be doing coke when you're fucking that sleep deprived.
Yeah, I was up for a few days once. I ended up getting arrested because I became what the psychosis, cocaine psychosis, I guess they call it. And I thought there was
My favorite luchador.
Yeah. Oh, that's his name. I thought that there was people I thought kids were like knocking on my window. I was living in a basement apartment and I kept like, I'd like run up the stairs and I'd be like, that's it, you fucking kids, you know, stop fucking around and screaming. I did this numerous times throughout the night. And then,
Derek just becomes Clint Eastwood in Gran Torino.
Yeah.
So he sees everybody as a 15-year-old Filipino boy.
So I see lights.
Knocking on my window.
And then I see like lights coming in the windows, like people shining lights. So I was like, all right, you fuck. Yeah. And I walk outside.
It's just the police, like, sir, you've been running outside and calling all your neighbors gooks. Well, I have to arrest you.
So I go outside and I start walking towards light and I take my shirt off to like I'm ready to fight, and it was the police. It was the police. And so I heard the leather squeaking from, because I went towards the one with the light, and then there was another one that came from the side. Yeah, they fucked me up good, tased me a few times. But the first tase,
deserved it.
Tell us about getting tased.
The first one didn't feel too bad. The other two, yeah.
It boosted his high.
Yeah. It's like TCDS. They tase your head and opens up your brain channel.
The next two fucking, they hurt. And they beat me up bad. I remember he was just on top of me. He had his knees on my shoulders, and he was just punching me. And he kept going, "You're a big guy. You're a big guy."
Ooh, that must suck being arrested.
Attaboy, big guy. Yeah. Attaboy.
Yeah.
Coming down from coke.
Do you go down immediately from the first tase or the first one?
No. No, the first one didn't. I didn't go down immediately. Like, it actually gave me, I felt like I got a little energized.
You got shot with the taser and just heard the Jackass music.
Yeah, that I'm was Derek, and this is Jackass.
That was a wild night. That was
I'm
a wild
Derek,
night.
And this is cocaine.
This is, bang, this bang, is called bang, bang. Cocaine Taser.
I'm Derek, and this is White Rodney King.
Yeah, they beat me purple. They beat me purple that night. Yeah, they did. They did. I was
fucked. And then they had to beat you again because they thought you were black.
Yeah. They found out you were Puerto Rican, and they were like, oh, we got to beat him up again now.
Yeah, that was. They beat me up in the back in the precinct again, too. Nice. Yeah. Yeah.
You guys ever get beat up by cops?
Just bouncers.
Just bouncers?
Never been hit by.
I've been roughed up by some cops. Never, like, had my ass whooped by cops. I've seen cops whoop a lot of people's ass, but yeah, I've never... I've had, like, my head slammed into a mailbox by a cop.
And that was for no reason at all. He just rolled up on you while you're on the street, right?
I was in a store, and they claimed I stole a Snapple from the store. They were getting sandwiches, and I was, like, hammered. And they claimed I stole. I was like, nah, it's right here. And I go to open the door and they yank me up. I was like, what the fuck are you guys doing? And they fucking threw me up against a mailbox. I was like, right on University Place. Mm. And they like, and I was like, what the fuck is, they were like, stop cursing at us. I was like, what the fuck are you? I was like, so drunk that I just kept being like, this is fucking ridiculous. Let me just go show you the fucking Snapple you're talking. Cause I had a Snapple and I put it down. Like, you know, they had like one of those ice things where fruit salad is.
Yeah.
And they were just like, and I just go, let me just show you. And they grabbed me and they just fucking slammed my head into a wall and handcuffed me. And they knew they fucked up because they started walking me to, it was the the precinct in Union Square. They were walking me there. They didn't have a car. They were on their lunch break. Mm. And fucking, I'm walking and I'm going, you guys know I'm going to be sober by the time I see the judge. And I just start saying their badge numbers. Mm. And like, they didn't even arrest me. They had another cop write me a discon summons, which got thrown out.
Right.
But I literally go, I was like, this is the most ridiculous thing that's ever happened. Like, you understand, like, I'm absolutely going to fucking press charges on you guys. And then they let me out. Like, I was just like, I'm going to be sober by the time I see a judge. And that, like, they went, oh, fuck, this guy's going to be a fucking prick.
You know what's funny is that I got charged with assault of a police officer that night. They were like, oh, one of the officer's hands is broken. I was like, yeah, he broke it on my fucking face. You know what I mean?
Yeah, what did you... What did they think you did?
Yeah. Dude,
he... Like, well, my knuckles are bloody.
The judge was like, wow. They're like, she's like, what happened to your face? I was like... Oh.
You should see the other guy's hand.
Yeah. And she's like, where's his shirt? Get him a shirt. So she was like... And then she set $10,000 bail, but they were pissed after that too. I got roughed up again, but yeah. Jeez. I got charged with assault of a police officer. But we let everything cancel out basically in court. Like they.
Oh really?
Yeah, they were like, you won't do anything. You won't, because dude, I was beat up. My face was like. Pfft. They were like, you don't do anything. We don't do anything. I was like, all right, I'll take that deal.
Yeah, I guess there's no winning that.
Yeah.
I got into it with a bouncer once. I meant to talk about this last time. I got into it with a bouncer and I threw a snowball at him and it broke a mirror and the mirror cut his ear and they gave me an assault with a deadly weapon for that. And I ended up doing a year for that shit.
You talking about that in your act.
Yeah. And fucking the judge, I found out after I signed like the order protection, like I it took like 12 months for them to give me an offer that I wanted. No, I'm going to lie. They didn't give me the offer I wanted, but they didn't want to go down on it. So I just sat for 12 months. And then after I signed all the papers, the judge calls my lawyer, the DA, and his secretary over to the bench. And he's saying something to them. And then they all come to me while I'm like sitting there handcuffed. And they're like, oh, he wants you to know while signing the order of protection, he just realized he knew the victim, but it didn't affect your case. So that was basically him telling me, he's like, this is the reason you're doing a year for throwing a snowball, because I know this guy. Because he could have just said nothing if he just realized it.
Yeah.
At that point, you shut the fuck up. Because like I thought about it afterwards. I should have just like had a dead president's moment where I just start cursing out the judge and be like, how the fuck you know the victim? So it's on the record now. Because all this was said off the record.
Oh, because if you had said that on the record, it's in there, then you get a civil rights lawyer or something.
I'd be like, conflict of interest, you weren't supposed to take this case. Right. And he had another case of mine. So he was over both of them at that point. So he's like, I'm going to fuck this guy over.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
You like, motherfucker, you're so, he so fucked lucky you over. There's no snow in here.
Yeah, he's like, you're lucky it's fucking warm in this bitch.
Yeah. I had to happen. Dude, once.
If I get to an ice machine, it's a fucking wrap for this judge.
What happened to you?
A judge, I mean, he knew my family. He's like, I have to, you know, I can't proceed over this case. I was like, fuck. I thought it was, you know, it would have helped. It was because he was the, when I got arraigned, he was the judge. So my bail was super low. Like it was like $1,000 I had, and I had the money in my pocket. So I bailed out from right there. But then when we went back to court, he was like, yeah, I have to back out of this. And I was like, fuck, goddamn. I ended up doing, I think I got 2 years on that one.
Yeah. And the funny thing was, the original judge on the snowball, when I was first like getting arraigned, I'm walking into the courtroom. I see the DA, the judge, and my lawyer talking, and they're looking at this. Because on the paper, it said a block of ice with rocks. And then the judge is going through it. A block of ice. Like, I went behind the bar and grabbed a fucking slate of ice. And she was like, she's looking at the paper. The guy's looking at the paperwork and goes like, oh, it was a snowball. Just like that. Like, I heard her loudly in the car. Oh, it was a snowball before I got called up to the stand.
I mean, Gio, you deserve to do 5 years from that. You're lucky.
No, fuck that shit.
They should have.
I should have done. I should have done maybe 30 days.
No, they should have deported you.
30 days for that. No, but I was actually born here, so I was actually doing that. I would have been deported if I would have.
You think so?
Yeah, bro. After the first felonies, they wouldn't have gave me a second chance, especially when that whole
What was Trump even talking about?
No, but that's what I was about to say. With the Trump thing, they were calling in people. Like, my father had Fed charges from back in the day.
Oh, really?
And immigration called him in about it right after Trump was talking all that shit. And we were scared because we thought he was about to get deported. Mm. And then he went in, and they were just talking to him, and they were like, all right, you haven't gotten in trouble in so long. But I know mad people that got deported during that time.
Really?
Yeah, like, because they had drug charges and shit. And like, all right, yeah.
Back to DR?
Get the fuck up out of here. We gave you a chance, and you fucked up. And not even getting in trouble again. Like, oh, yeah, you got this drug sale from 2 years ago.
I remember sitting in with some of those guys. Like, sometimes they would have the ICE guys housed with us, and a lot of them, they knew they were going home. A lot of them were scared to death. Because, like, as soon as they get off the plane, they're getting killed.
They were so annoying.
Are they getting killed for going again?
Because they did shit back home, too. Yeah.
A lot. It's usually like those. When you see like a Central American or like Southern American
Russians
guy there,
too.
No, but I mean, like, it's always either DWI or pedophile.
Yeah, they're pedophiles. A lot of them.
And then like either way, they're getting deported.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't even matter the severity of each. Like a DWI and fucking a little kid, you're getting the fuck up out of here.
Yeah. Technically, they did DOE person. that should apply for both. Just spelled it. What is that? Homophone?
Say that again?
It's a homophone. It sounds the same, spelled differently.
DWI.
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 Yeah, they're giving the D to a we.
Yeah, those guys would be shook, man.
Those are you talking like little like Apocalyptico mother?
Yeah, with the big heads.
What
Patrice calls the age. The
when
ancient
they get DWIs on BMX bikes. What are you talking about?
We used to call them waterheads.
I always thought that was for special needs people.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they're waterheads. Yeah,
we talked about this on the show. There used to be a thing. I forget what it is.
I thought they called them waterheads because they're water filled with head when they would cross the Rio Grande.
No, that's wetback.
That's wetback.
Yeah, waterhead is retarded people.
Yeah, there's a thing called they used to call water on the brain that was a disability.
Oh, like I got you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got you. He got water on his brain.
It's called like a syphilitis. We talked about it on this show.
Encephalitis.
What? When you get syphilis and you don't take care? Isn't that what Al Capone?
You
get that
kids are born.
No, it's syphilis.
I think it's like if you get. If somebody tries to punch a woman in the stomach while they're pregnant, that's how you get a waterhead. I think that's what it is.
Soft brain?
Yeah. I think that's what it is.
Whoa.
Shit,
bro.
It's hydrocephalus.
There you go.
So he really has water in his head.
That's a girl, I think.
Or she really has water in his head. They really have water in their head.
It probably like inflamed or something.
Holy fuck.
I mean, that's a really bad one.
Is there any coming back from that?
Let's see. It says it's the build.
I mean, you could get
fluid.
A career as a buoy.
It's a buildup of fluid in the cavities deep within the brain.
I'll tell you, man, life is good.
It might be good at chess.
Life is good.
You think they're just meant?
Yeah, they're like idiot savants.
Yeah, get a Pixar movie.
Yeah. A little kid gets punched in the brain and it just becomes a genius.
It can be treated with a tube inserted surgically into the ventricle to drain excess fluid.
Mm. Sounds like an abortion.
Yeah. Mm. And then they just walk around with a bag that drains the fluid into their...
I think they get drained in the hospital and then maybe released.
Yeah, but don't they then have like a big wrinkly ass head?
It's a deflated balloon.
They have to have a ball bag ass looking head.
They got to tie it up like a turban?
Yeah.
They got to put the skin in a ponytail.
Oh, man.
Oh my! Don't I don't like this.
Yeah, yeah, I feel, is that movie, I feel Goonies? Horrible.
Goonies, yeah.
Goonies.
Hey, no, no.
Hey, Goonies. You got Sloth.
Yeah, yeah.
I love you, Chunk.
That's upsetting to look at. Yeah. Let's look at Harlequin Babies. Have you guys seen Harlequin Babies?
No.
I don't want to know what that is.
Oh, yeah? Well, time to look at them. Harlequin Babies are kids that are essentially born inside out.
What?
So they have scales and red eyes.
Wait,
so they're scales? Like lizard people.
Trust me. Wait, bring up a Harlequin. Oh, no. Bring up Harlequin Babies.
Oh, shit!
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So they crack, like their skin starts to crack like scales. Their eyes are red.
Now that's Bill Gates' kid, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you fix that?
They haven't given him his skin yet.
No, but they're all. So they used
Natalie
to just die.
Natalie can't even look at the screen.
That's
they
what
used
happens.
To just die, but now there are adult.
This is
Harlequins.
Ruined my day.
What's? Can I see an adult one?
Yeah.
This is adult. This adult a person.
If you don't bring up a picture of Michelle Wolf, you're not funny.
Oh yeah, bro.
No, that's what that is.
That's crazy. Oh, she's got to go heavy with the lotion.
Yeah, that looks like my dick when I haven't showered in like 3 days.
Jesus Christ!
I swear, I'm not. Oh,
I thought you were gonna say when you were a kid and you used to jerk off with like hand soap and then not wash it off,
yeah.
And then your dick starts flaking off. And you can't figure out why.
What the hell's happening?
Nobody ever tried to figure out what STD they gave themselves when they were 13.
So they were able to
UTI.
They were able to turn her eyes right side.
I'd imagine there's procedures, but yeah, no, these kids are like wrecks.
No, she in that picture is just doing the Undertaker thing.
Yo, isn't that the
regular eyes?
It's the guys from the Mario movie, Super Mario.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Goombas.
I feel like all these people could do is like they
I
actually.
Feel like he looks like Dwight from The Office when he had the bologna on his face.
I mean, I guess they work at the carnival, right?
These I don't. Babies. I know. I think they're.
They look like birds.
Back in the day, yes.
Yeah,
but now, no. I think you gotta like.
Yeah.
Make them people.
Yeah, maybe work at Walmart or something.
Yeah, you know? No, that's Walmart.
A Walmart
yeah.
greeter.
Yeah.
It looks like
I would put them at the end.
Yeah.
they're greeting at the back.
You're dilly-dallying.
It looks like the machine that puts the skin on the Terminators malfunctioned.
Yeah.
You guys didn't know about Harlequin Baby? They get rough. Like the one we saw was a pretty good example,
yeah.
But sometimes they get like big eyes. Oh, it's really tough.
So they look super reptilian.
Yeah. Jeez. Anything good in that?
It would make like a good sneaker design. Be like, yeah, I got them Harlequin Nikes.
Yeah.
Just reverse.
Nobody has to be made by them.
Yeah, it has to be.
It's made by Harlequin kids.
By
Harlequin sweatshop.
For Harlequin.
Oh, damn, an Asian Harlequin baby?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Pull up an Asian Harlequin baby.
They probably kill those.
Could you imagine that?
Imagine you use your one child policy on that.
Yeah.
Like, God damn it.
Can I try again?
No, they wouldn't let that fly in China. That baby's gone. That baby is gone.
Oh, no, they would send it flying somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right over the wall.
That, yeah.
Anything good, ladies? We're all spent on Harlequin Babies. Whoa.
A lot of mercy.
Watch one summit.
All right, I think we're good on that. Let's get one or two more stories out of the way,
Pokemon.
And we're going to get out of here.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Does it live? Let's keep it going. Does it live? Queen's mom pinned between two cars.
Oh, no.
I say nay.
I think she lives.
I say nay.
Do we have a video or a story?
I have a video. The angle is a little weird. I have two different
videos,
she's
between two cars.
Hold on 1 second. Okay.
She's bent at a weird shape.
All right. You can share this.
Oh, she's
oh
just,
I'm going to mute
feel
it
like
just
she's
in case.
Live.
Oh no. Run, bitch.
Then hold on. I'm going to show you a different angle. If you can take it away.
That guy's moving. He didn't give a fuck.
Dude, how do you run from an accident when your phone number's on the side of the truck?
Pawar's landscaping.
Yeah. Fuck Pawar.
Jeez.
That's one of those.
Pawar. What is it good for?
Well,
Absolutely.
That
nothing.
Was the mom. I think she made it.
Yeah.
She survived.
Hold on. I'm going to show you.
She didn't really get pinned, though.
Hold on.
Yeah,
you gotta take a wide turn. This guy needed.
Yeah, that wasn't a three count, that's for sure. Oh, it's the old lady?
Oh, it was. Somebody got. Yeah, because it was like two.
Oh,
people.
No.
Oh!
Now. Nope, she's dead.
Yeah, that car crushed her.
Yeah.
Oh.
She's dead, right?
Hold on. Well, this is a game we're playing, Derek.
Sylvester Stallone just yelled out of nowhere, "Stop running over my mom or I'll shoot."
fuck you mean?
Now, I think she survived. She might have survived because that was a minivan. Yeah, and if she fit right under it, it's just like being under a car.
Here's a, one more angle.
Thank you.
Oh,
oh no.
It's a rat. It looks like Madea.
Her illusion.
She's like, whoa.
Well, you know, you ain't got to park that truck. So
oh, close. Wait, hold on. She was trying to hit it with a cone.
Yeah.
Say, hey, see, I kind of feel like she brought this on herself.
Lurdy.
Oh, she might be all right.
Yeah, she might be okay. Let's go around the table.
Missed. It missed.
Derek, what do you say?
I say she died. I think the old bag checked in. Checked out. I think she checked out.
She's kind of a tough lady.
Yeah. Now she's threatening Jesus with a parking cone. Gio?
I think she survived because she seemed like an old cunt and they always live long.
Yeah, mm. Sure. She's like the queen.
Good call.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Gio on this one. I feel like
you feel like this is a feel good story. This is a story of human perseverance.
Yeah, yeah. This is a lady who made it all right. Yeah.
I think she died from her injuries.
She survived crossing the border. She could survive that.
This is what she looks like.
Oh, never mind.
In regular life.
What?
Oh, she survived.
She did.
Why does she look like such
she
an
did
old?
She
looked, oh, she was like wearing. First of all, that's like a regular age. That woman's in her 30s. Why is she wearing like a house dress like it's 1942?
Bro. We're about to find out.
She's
if black,
so she looks 30. She's really like 64.
Let's see what we
all right,
got.
Now, yeah, now I. Think
I would. I would crack. I would hit that. Yeah, you would hit that? Would you hit that?
Yeah, with a minivan.
That's when you put your whole fist in her ass.
Yeah. I hit her with a landscaping.
Let's
truck.
Hear it, ladies.
By the way, she's 49 years old.
Damn.
She was rushed to the hospital in critical condition, and a couple of hours ago, she passed away.
All right. Aww. So she initially survived.
What do I get? What do I win?
You still get
but
the fucker.
But then she died.
Yeah. You still get the... She died a couple hours ago?
Yeah.
When did that happen?
Hold on. Sunday,
2 hours ago.
Sunday. yesterday morning.
Well.
Listen, don't go trying to hit people with cones, man.
That's all I hope wherever she is.
She's...
Just feed the sport. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Real Ass Podcast. I want to thank my wonderful co-host, Chris from Brooklyn, my wonderful guests, Derek Drescher and Gio Perez. Please check out the On the Gate podcast. Thank you guys for supporting the show. Sport, I hope you're doing okay, buddy, wherever you are. We love you, Lewis. We love you, Sport. You're the best. We'll see you on Wednesday on the Real Ass Podcast.
Peace.
That's all, folks.